Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Last week, as you may have heard on our program, we learned that Billboard magazine had decided to shake up their popular Hot 100 singles chart. Now, Billboard has been charting pop music for over 100 years. Now they've announced they're going to count YouTube views when making up the Hot 100. That means that viral videos can now top the charts, just as this one did. Bauer's Harlem Shake debuts at number one. Joining us to explain the change is Billboard's director of charts, Silvio Pietrolongo. Hi, Silvio.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. So what is the change? Is it simply that you're including YouTube views now?
Yes. A year ago, we expanded. We had some streamers in the charts since 2007, some streaming services. A year ago, we greatly expanded it to include a lot of the subscription-based on-demand services like Spotify, Slacker, Move Music, Audio, and just this week we introduced YouTube to the streamers we already had on board. So the video streams on YouTube, on on Vivo on YouTube now count towards the Hot 100 and some of our other hybrid sales airplay streaming charts.
So was there a particular reason for making the change now?
No, well, we wanted to do it a while ago, but sometimes these things do take a bit of negotiation with the streaming providers, and there are data issues. You try to make sure are 100% accurate,
right?
And it just worked out that this was the timing of it. It's something we've wanted to do for quite some time.
So it's basically a reflection of how people are getting music these days.
Yes, and it's a continuation of, you mentioned Billboard's been charting music for many decades. It's just a continuation of us going to where the music is being consumed and reflecting that activity in our charts, going back to, when it was just airplay and then sales and sales of cassettes, vinyl, CDs, and downloads just a few years ago, ringtones. So it's just a continuation of us trying to make sure that we're on top of where music is being listened to.
Okay. Now, just a kind of a procedural question here, but if you're now using YouTube views to help put together the Hot 100 singles chart, is there a chance that some cat playing a keyboard could top the Hot 100 if enough people are viewing it?
Well, if they're all using the same song, possibly. I mean, these are things we're working towards, learning as we go along. I can't tell you that for the many weeks of us looking at the data and testing the data, this Bauer phenomenon is the only one we've seen with enough volume, to influence the chart in this way.
Right.
So, whether this is the beginning of a multitude of these kind of memes that are, that you see on YouTube, I don't know, but these are things we'll look at and work through and figure out the right thing to do.
So, what's the reaction been so far?
People are always funny with change, especially people who follow our charts. But it's been a mixture of it's about time, and it's some people saying, well, this is going to taint the charts because you might have some of these, viral videos influencing, as you say.
Right.
Well, it's no different than any other change we've made throughout the years. There's always concern and praise at the same time.
Right. So does this mean that just, what makes a hit is now a different thing?
I think that's always been a moving target, especially now in the digital age. The past 5 to 10 years, it's a lot of the songs. I mean, you look at Psy's Gangnam Style,
right?
And we didn't have YouTube plays contributing to the chart at the time, but YouTube plays resulted in a lot of download sales, and those download sales resulted in radio airplay. And the more radio airplay you get, the more you sell. We've seen that kind of influence already, even though we didn't have YouTube on the charts, but we've seen those things manifest themselves in the other measurements that we did have.
And now that you've added YouTube views to the Hot 100, we've seen Psy, the creator of Gangnam Style, rebound from number 48 to number 26 because you're adding his millions of additional YouTube views. Drake has soared from 63rd to number 10 on the charts. and Rihanna's Stay jumps from 57 to number 3, with almost 4 million views in the U.S. alone, helping push her up on the Hot 100. We've been speaking with Billboard's director of charts, Silvio Pietrolongo. Silvio, it seems like, you know, it's a way of keeping in step with how people really are discovering music today. Thanks very much for explaining it for us.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
This is Soundcheck. All along it was a